All right. Now, I'll tell you something, my dear beloved friend. If you'll do this, if you'll forget about me being Brother Branham, if you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is here with you, that I'm just only your brother, and if you just see the Lord Jesus here, and when you sit and do this, if you'll do this for me, just sit down and say, Lord Jesus, I truly believe that that's the truth. I believe the man has told the truth, as we go by your Bible, and I believe it to be the truth. Now, Lord, I know the man doesn't know me, and if you just have him to turn around to me, like you did to the woman at had the blood issue, or the blind man at the gate of Jericho, Bartimaeus, and say, as God says that he is there. If you have him turn to me and say that, the Lord Jesus, in that poor unworthy person there, but if he's representing you, then I'm going to pray and ask you, I believe it, and I want to be healed, and I want you to give me enough faith tonight to pull that man around and tell me something or other that I want to know, and see, or something like that. You just do that, or pray to the Lord for some sign or something like that. We don't have to have signs now. Remember, we've been a dozen generations speak after signs. But then we have been so educated that we are educated away from the supernatural. That's right. Jesus said, these signs shall follow on the tree. We are never seeking signs, but God is always there with signs.
Amen.
From the very beginning in Revelation and Genesis to Revelation in the Bible, one of the things that was constantly signs, and when there was no signs, there was no God. May God bless you. I want to ask you, you knowing the life of Jesus Christ as is written in the Bible, how that he did no miracles except the Father showed him, and how he told Philip, he told us the woman at the well, how many husbands she had. It startled a woman. And if that Lord Jesus will turn tonight and vindicate, if that is the truth, will you accept him as your Savior and Savior? If you will, raise your hand and say, I believe right then. When I see it done again, I'll put out all my doubts and I believe. Now, for that call, may the Lord Jesus. Now, you see, I'll tell you like that about India. Look what a challenge is right now. Wait till the Lord gives something in the meeting that I can see what he's going to do. Then what's that challenge? What's that challenge the same way? See, it's not that we challenge, but it's when God tells us to do anything, we put Bible to be the truth. But we can't overstep it on this side of we've got to do. It never lays within the power of me to do it. Never lays the power of any man. It lays in the power of God.
Amen.
And God has to reveal himself to the person somebody to give him faith. Here's his words that he'll heal you. If he reveals it to you that he heals you, you never come to this prayer. You won't need it. It's already over. And he reveals it to you that he'll do it, you won't know more than the revelation of God's word.
Amen.
May the Lord bless now. Now, get the pianist roll over there, my dear brother. Well, if you will, the little song, Only Believe. I'll just quieten just a few moments. Usually the prayer line, I don't know how long it'll last. I told you I wasn't in no hurry to leave Chicago. I want to stay here. If I've got something in Chicago that this preacher here has longed for 20 years. Every time I come here, I feel something moving. Strange. I don't know what it is. I want to find out. And if God being willing, I want to say, tell you the other. Now, Lord, here we are, beginning the service tonight. Took a little long the first night. But we're in no hurry, Father. Everybody stayed right in their seats, waiting. We're here because we love you. That's the reason we're waiting, Father. Not because your servant is speaking, but because that your spirit is out there on us. It just fascinates them and holds them. Every one of us, Father, are looking, trying to find something behind the curtain there. We know we come from somewhere and we're going somewhere. We want to know more about it. Will you please, Father, reveal it to us tonight? Reveal yourself here. Take something like you did the bread that day and do it tonight. Like the people know that it was Jesus, just like those disciples up there, the Mary at that time. And the way you broke that bread, they know that you're the only one to do it that way. And when you do it your way tonight, here in the building, do something like you did when you were here on earth. And we will be thankful for, Father. Now, as a divine gift which is given by you and ministered to me by an angel, I submit myself into your hands that this gift may magnify the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We ask that anything. Amen.
Amen.
Wish I could always come to a meeting feeling this way. You just right here now. What a feeling. Oh, how long. This is the first time since I come down. I want to be real reverent. Be in faith. Be believing. Look this way. Brother Joseph, you and Billy and all of you, watch the time. Or I feel that God's fixing to do something. Remember last time? The human, the revelation, the vision. This is hope. This is faith. And this is perfection. Thus saith the Lord. Right now I feel in this realm that God's fixing to do something. I feel real good about something. I don't know what it is, but I feel that He's fixing to do something. May His blessing come to us now. And I pray for me that I'll be able to submit myself, just as an instrument, your brother, to the Holy Ghost, that He may come and take this body to manifest His beloved Son. What a privilege. How unworthy, but yet who would be worthy? The blood of Jesus Christ makes us that. Unmerited grace. I believe this is the lady that I'm to pray for. Is that right, lady? I'm to pray for you. I want you to come here. And now, to every person here, if you have a prayer card, and in the line, if you don't solemnly believe it with all of your heart, won't you come in the prayer line? Or remember, it could turn to be something horrible for you. So, you believe. You've heard of those things. Now I want the engineer, if he will, to step up the volume. If the VC starts moving on this here, I don't know how loud I'll be speaking. And some of you are trying to push me or coax me as if I can, because I know this woman standing here now, the angel of the Lord, whose picture is on the paper that you've seen. She has some of those with us after a while. She's right here now. I want you, as you come to me in the prayer line, just look and answer the questions as I ask you. You just answer what I tell you. Then you be the judge. Now, this lady standing here before me, perfect stranger, I do not know her. And I've perhaps never seen her in my life. We're strangers to each other, are we? We are strangers. Now, I'm only saying this, my sister, as a contact, a point of contact. In other words, see, there's something going on that I cannot explain. It's something supernatural. It's beyond my knowing what. But somehow there's something has to happen to you. Something happened to me. Now, if you were standing in the presence of our Lord, the Savior, He would know just exactly, if the Father would reveal it to Him, what your trouble was, what you were here about. Is that right? He could tell that. But now, the reason I said just answer me as a talk, because sometimes when a vision is going on, I'm still talking and I don't know. I picked it up on the tape the other day that people were trying to say something back. I didn't know it. I still talk in the vision because it takes me somewhere else. And I have to talk just as I see it. Then I will return back. You can be the judge. And if God can know something that was in your life, you'll know that, whether that's true or not. I don't. But if He's here in His supernatural way and can know what you have been in life, and then tell you what will be, if what has been is true, then what will be, it says, will be true. Is that right? Whether He will or not, I do not know. But now, did you notice why I'm talking to you? So believers out here might understand, Jesus called a woman one time to bring him a drink of water. And He just called her for a purpose to talk to her. As He talked to her a long time, He went right straight to the point. He said, go get your husband. She said, I don't have any. That's where her trouble was. He said, you got five. She said, well, you're a prophet. She said to him, I know that when Messiah cometh, He'll tell us these things. But who is he? But you must be a prophet. Now what? To know the secrets of the heart is a sign of the Messiah. Is that right, Adam?
Yes.
The woman said at the well, said, when Messiah comes, he'll know these things. We know that when Messiah comes, it's a sign, the Messiah's sign of his presence. What will happen to these people who call it mental telepathy or witchcraft? I don't know. But he talked to the woman to find out something about it. Now, me not knowing you, and you not knowing me, and yet the Holy Spirit to be here, that would reveal something that you know the truth, and I know nothing about, then you will have to say that I have some way of knowing about you. Is that right? Would you believe it was the Lord Jesus Christ? You would. Would the audience believe the same thing? May he grant it. It's my prayer. You're wondering why I'm stalling about a waiting here. There's spirit all around me, see, everywhere. Usually if I get the patient out alone by herself, it's different. But here, there's a line standing right behind me, a whole group. You're all standing all out through here. You're around here, right behind me, everywhere. It's just spirit everywhere. And it's standing like this one spirit. Maybe I'd look this way and I could see somebody sitting down in here. See? It would be different. So it's something that God has to do in his sovereign grace. Now, that to govern itself, I cannot govern it. But I see that you, there's a man standing around where this woman is. And it's a sick man. And it's not your husband, it's a friend of the family. It's just a friend. And the man's a Christian. And the man is, I see him making ready, or a doctor has examined, giving something to drink in his mouth. And it went into his stomach, and it's an ulcerated stomach. And he's up for an operation immediately to be operated on. You've come to stand in his place. Those things are true, aren't they? If they are, raise up your hand. If the Lord Jesus is here to know what you want, not even for yourself, it's for someone else, then can he grant our request? Do you believe now that he raised from the dead? His same power was done as now. Does he always believe the same power? Our Heavenly Father, I lay my hands upon this woman. In a representative way, if she stands here in the Christian act to represent someone, you stood to represent us all. You represented us in death as a sinner. You represented us in sickness as a healer. And Father, you represented us in the resurrection as immortal life someday. And we thank you for it. And I bless this woman that when she goes to the person that she is standing for, may the person not die, but be made well. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
Tell your friend, your answer. You have it in your hand now. When you take that answer, you place it on. How this audience ought to be shook by the power of Almighty God. How strange we can set sail on those things. Come forward with your lady. There's strange things said around him. I do not know you. I have never seen you in my life. And yet here you stand tonight. And I stand in your presence, and we're both in the presence of Almighty God, our Father. You believe me to be his servant, and all these other people to be his servant. We're all Christians. You believe that his great body, the mystic body of the Lord Jesus Christ, is assembled here tonight together, these Christian people. You're Christian yourself. I see someone that's laying down. It's a woman. And she is falling. You're having some kind of a spell that you pass out or black out. And I see something is a door, something you went through, fell through, it is a free door. you fall through it and you hurt your ankle, your left ankle, and it's one of the ligaments loose in your ankle, and they want to heal up. And you've been thinking that if you could ever get you into the platform, that Jesus Christ would make you well. That is the truth. If you would, hold your hand. You believe you're in His divine presence? Then if I become anointed with His Spirit, and not to tell you things that no one knows perhaps but you alone and God, and He said, that would make me a believer, is that right? He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they'll get well.
Right on. Yes, yeah.
That's true. Then come here for your healing. Oh, God, our Father, Creator of heaven and earth, all those that are life and life, and give us every good gift. Upon the merit of this, my sister's faith and thy word, and the resurrection of thy son, and his presence here now with us, I pronounce her to be well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Have faith now. Believe with all your heart. Supposedly, we are strangers, he said, ladies. God knows you, knows all about you. I do not know, but you're conscious that something's going on. Perhaps a little different than what you thought when you first come up. But it's His presence that's the dream thing. It isn't me. I'm just a man. You believe Jesus heals you, got some trouble sitting there, sir? You believe the Lord Jesus still makes you well? If you believe it with all your heart, get the word should on there. Go on, leave what you want to now. You didn't realize, sir, how that was done. You thought it was ulcers, but it was cancer. But this woman standing here suffers with cancer too. And that's where the pulling is from. That's cancer. And that's his growth. It's on the breast. The doctor told you it was malignant. And it's on your left breast. Isn't that right? You believe you're going to get well now? In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to get so. Okay. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. All your soul, all your mind. Just believe, that's all God asks you to do. A child, brother, that's happened. I see there is a spirit moving over and a man looking at me sitting right here. It's something broke that other man, two of them together. It's something with a rupture, don't you, sir? Saying yes, it's 30 years over there. Isn't that right? You both have rupture. Raise your hands up if that's right. Both of you now. Listen, believe with all your heart now. God bless you. Do you not believe? To have faith now. We are strangers to each other, aren't we, ladies? I do not know you. But there's someone here who does know you. That's our Heavenly Father. He knows all about you. You're suffering with a nerve trouble. And that's not altogether what you're here for. You've got other troubles too. And the main thing you're here for is for somebody else. And that's a young boy, about 18 or 19 years old. And that boy is a nervous trouble. See, I've seen he's got a doctor and they give him some kind of a shock treatment, the boy. And he's suffering with It's a nervous or disturbance. He's self-conscious. He don't like to get around with people that he is a Christian. But the devil has him bound, and he's afraid to come to church. You're healed, and go blame him now, that he can be healed also. God bless you. Have faith. Don't die. Believe with all your heart. Jesus Christ will make you well. You believe so with all your heart? How long have you been a Christian? A long time. You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be his servant? You believe the Holy Spirit is here? I do not know you. God does know you. I suppose this is our first time meeting. But he knows all about you. Something strange about you, sir. Please be reverent in the audience. Do not disturb the meeting. Be reverent. You go home and eat what you want to. The Lord Jesus heals you. Some in trouble there. God bless you. Believe. Have faith in God. I keep seeing a strange thing around you, sir. I can't make out what it is. Just a moment. The wall is a place that you are, oh, I see you're from a place that's a penitentiary or something that around somewhere where you're from. And that's Michigan City, Indiana. And you are here because you're nervous. And your wife is all upset about something. And it's about an old lady, and she's in a hospital with cancer, and that's her mother, your mother-in-law. You're a preacher, too. And your name is Reverend McKinney. That is right. Is that right? Thank you for your life. Almighty God, all your life, send blessings upon the man now, and Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you. Be merciful. God. You believe?
I
believe in God. Deliverance is there. You got something on your heart, haven't you? The plan has cancer, doesn't it? You got a little girl you're interested in, too. You got polio, hasn't you? That true stand up on your feet. Oh God, be merciful to this our friend here standing for someone else. May his desire be granted to him according to thy word, Lord, as thou hast done. Walk through the things you desire and pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you, my brother. The angel of light quickly, and that's just someone back here, but I think it's my friend sitting there, Brother Sanger, that I was looking, and I believe it was him. Imagine how it attracted my attention. I'm not beside myself, but it seems that it was a long there. There was Arthritis sitting there. Isn't that right, lady? That's what you're standing with for you with Arthritis. Sitting next to you there. That lady's in need also. She has something wrong with her hip. Isn't that right? You have colitis also, don't you? Isn't that right? You believe Jesus makes you well? Put your hand over on your friend, and you all put your hands together. Almighty God, I offer life. Give us every good gift, send our blessings upon you, God, and make you well. Give to them the desire of their hearts that they may be made well. Through Jesus, my Son, I ask for that. Amen. All right, bring the patient. Come. All right. Once you look at Jesus, just a minute for the time. Do you believe me to be his servant? I am a servant. Don't verify. Do you believe that there is nothing? All right, you come here to... You are not here. This is not your God. You are, how you say, pure of this God. But you come because of a daughter. And you take care of this child. And this child has got a little sister. And the sister is older. And the sister has got bad eyes. And the mother is a big killer of cattle. And she told you before coming, if the babies would be healed, you'd become a believer. That's God. Almighty God. Father of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this child. Grant thee healing, may thy virtues, love, which raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, now quicken this child. Grant it, Father, through Jesus, thy Son, I ask it. Well, if God, please, just a moment, everyone. I want to minister to the child with everyone your head bowed, eyes closed, please. God of mercy, send thy blessings to the little one and make it well. I pray through Jesus' name. How you may raise your head. Look here, darling. Look up there, brother Grant. The baby was cross-eyed. I look this way, honey, over here. I look back this way, over here. Look over here towards me. The eyes are straight as yours, dear. All right. Take it on, brother. Let us go praise the Lord. Would you, lady? And your little rejoicing. your hero. With all your heart, reach out to get God Jesus away from you. You'll be made that. You believe it all your heart. God bless you. Go on your road, reach out to you. Stand thanks to the Lord for his grace. God bless you. You believe me, sir? You thank God for that son is away from you, and you go home and eat your supper? He has. God bless you. Give me trouble just for God to heal. You can make it all well. You believe that with all your heart? Thank you. Father, in the name of God, Son, the Lord Jesus, heal our sister. Amen. Both won't doubt, just believe with all your heart. Just a moment, something come before me, a large building. Now, everyone read it. Our Heavenly Father is speaking something. I see a building. It's coming before me, a city, and the city is in a valley. It's got a great towering spire upon it, a very high place. Moves off, high in that state. Moves now, it's coming to the corner. It's a woman. And she's taken by loved ones to it's a clinic, it's Mayo Brothers clinic. And the woman comes from Michigan. They take her in for an examination, but they can't find out what's the matter with her. It's a brain disease. There's someone in here, sitting in here somewhere. It's a woman that's rather heavy, and she's,
we're down. God bless you, ladies, laying on a stretcher here.
How many here that believe it's sick and wants God to heal tonight? Will you just raise your hand while they're... I just wanted to see where you're at. He's here. I don't know why. But it's already here before music plays or anything. Praise be to God. Tell them this happens this way. I want you to believe with all your heart tonight. I want you to believe for the glory of God. Wish I hadn't called the prayer line. I just sit moving over the audience right now before I even have a prayer line. I'm so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I wish I could see this church at this moment break in this great realm here. Every heart in here fall into it. I tell you, the papers would be full of it in the morning. It's hard to tell what would take place. People would be coming in from all down in New Orleans and everywhere else tomorrow. Hungry Christians from across the world everywhere be flying in here the next few days. If ever wanted to break into this realm now. Oh, I wish I had some words to express it. It's not me. I'm a man, you see. I'm just a man. But he's God. How marvelous, how wonderful, how glorious, how loving, how precious he is. I used to sing the old song, "For he is so precious to me." You believe that, don't you, ladies? Do you? What if I told you your arthritis is gone? Would you believe it with all your heart? Would you believe it? You believe he healed you? He has. You're already healed. Praise be to God.
How glorious He is.
There's not a town, aren't you, ladies? You're from Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're sitting there thinking about something. The thing of it is, you're losing your memory. You can't think just right. Isn't that right? A lady said next to you from Michigan, too. Right? What you're here to seek for is, of course, the walk with God. You're going to get it. Don't worry. Your memory's back and you don't have any trouble with it no more. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here tonight. Have faith in God. Believe it with all your heart. And you'll see the glory of God. Don't stop your suffering, lady sitting there. Got a bladder trouble and everything. Isn't that right? Like you're healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. Now your faith is healed. Your pain's all gone now. You know that, God. Amen. We don't have to have this prayer, huh? Don't need it. The only thing you need is a little faith to believe God. If you believe God, God will do the rest of the work for you. How wonderful He is. But the old man sat back there wondering about that prostate trouble he's been having. Had an operation, didn't you, Dad? Still bothering you. Don't worry, it'll bless you. God bless you. Just have faith. Believe. Young lady out there, that back trouble, she's wondering about what's going to take place with that, too. Jesus Christ, make you well. Amen. Lady, same about that spinous trouble. You're going to get over that, too, don't you, lady? All right. You're healed now. You can go home. Hallelujah. He's here. Mighty star. Come, lady. To believe Jesus raised from the dead?
I do.
We are strangers to each other.
Yes.
I don't know you, but God knows you.
Please.
You must have help from Him right away.
Thank
You've been
yes.
to a doctor.
Yes.
The doctor examined you. The examination comes from the breath,
yes.
the right breath. It's a cancer, and there's no hope for you. That's what the doctor said. Jesus Christ died for us. Do you believe it?
Praise the Lord of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I condemn this devil for my sister to be free. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll bless you, lady. Come, lady. Perfect strangers to each other, as far as I know. Is that right? We do not know each other. I've never seen you in my life. Had a lot of sorrow a few days ago, hadn't you? Some loved one or friend died or something or other. A minister. You've got to grow. Is that right? You believe you're going to get well? Almighty God, I bless the woman in the name of Jesus Christ that you heal her, Lord. Amen. I bless you, lady. Just someone I'm missing. It's Billy Paul. I don't know where he went, but I'm a noisy spirit. I know what's wrong with him. I miss his spirit. Is this the patient? Lady, I'm a stranger to you. You don't know me, and I don't know you. But Jesus Christ knows us both. Is that right? You believe? You're here standing for someone. A sister or a half-sister. She's not a full sister, it's a half-sister. She's just been stricken ill recently. It's I believe he said rheumatic fever. Doctor. He also got a daughter that's sick. She has a fever also. You got a sick son. You want me to pray for your teeth, don't you? Something like that. Dear God, who made heavens and earth, send thy blessings upon this woman who I bless in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You believe?
with all your heart.
You want to see me about someone else, isn't it? You want to ask me to pray for a brother for a cause of insanity, right? Isn't that right? You got an elderly lady you want me to pray for. She's your mother. She has diabetes. Isn't that right? You need a closer walk with God. You've always wanted that. Never come to the place where you really felt that she was doing just exactly perfectly His will. Would you be willing to surrender your whole life to Him now? Go home and receive what you asked for. You believe if you would do it, make your full consecration, that God would answer your prayer? I do too. Almighty God, in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, bless this woman who I bless in your name. Amen. How do you do? I just love Him with all my heart. You shouldn't need no more friends. Just a, it's just, I just can't explain this. Oh, what do you need? What more can the Holy Spirit do? Just, oh, what could happen at this moment? How do you do, lady? We're strangers to each other, are we? I do not know you. Only the way that I know to contact you would be God. Through God's mercy is the only way I can minister to you. I'm just a man. You believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, don't you?
Yeah.
Or you're a Christian.
Yeah.
You had some sad news recently. Doctor said you couldn't get well. He had a cancer. That's right. You're not from this city. You're from a land where there's a lot of lakes and Wisconsin. Horn.
Right.
Wisconsin. Your name is Regal. Your first initials is HF. Go home now. Receive your healing. Don't resent that. Jesus said to Peter, "Rise, Peter, thy name shall be called Peter." You believe, lady? You have female trouble, don't you? That lady right there has it also. That lady has garter also. You're both healed. You do? Stand up. Stand to your feet. I don't care what's wrong with you. Stand up to your feet. How many have ever seen this picture? Let's see your hands. Anybody here see the picture? We'll have it here tomorrow. And that same life that you see in the picture, God being my judge, is not 2 foot from where I'm standing right now. That's right. Now, it depends on her faith or your faith, what it will speak through me. Just like this microphone, it's a mute unless something's making a noise to it. And I'll perfect a mute. Don't know nothing unless He speaks it. Then you be the judge. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every person and every soul in here under my control for His glory, that God might receive glory. Now, don't be critical. As soon as there's no one, I find something, see? It's a meeting. Don't do that. See, it's dangerous because the disease will come from one to another. So you believe and have faith. Don't doubt. Just have faith and believe. They're taking a recording here, so I'll have to lay this speaker up here, the tape here, by hot and let it loose. I believe it'll pick it up from right here, Brother Beeler. Can you sit there? Is your light flashing all right now? Now, the boys will watch, and now don't go and move around. Remain where you are. And be real reverent, and look this way, and believe. Now, it's not an arena. We're not here. We're here in the Church of the Living God. And now, in the name of Jesus Christ, everyone be reverent, and believe with all your heart. Now, sister, being a stranger to you, never seen you in my life. Of course, I see you're wearing glasses. There's something wrong with your eyes. That's true enough. But God knows you. Now, I'm just talking to you, and as soon as I go to talking, I find out this one thing. You are a Christian believer. You are a Christian because your spirit is welcome. Now, I'm feeling the anointing of the Holy Spirit that you are a born-again believer. That's right. Because your spirit feels welcome to the angel of the Lord, which is here now. And you're sure that there's something going on. You can't explain just what it is, but the real sweet, humble feeling. Is that right? If it is, raise your hand to the people. Now the people is looking at knows the woman. You know whether she's truthful or not. The woman now knows, because between she and I is a light moving, which is the angel of the Lord. A woman knows that that's true. That's the same thing as Jesus said to Nathanael. Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no God. He said, when did you know me, Rabbi? That's the same as it was then, it is now. The woman could be an agnostic, she could be an unbeliever, or anything. How would I know? But the same Holy Spirit tells me that she's a believer and a born-again Christian. See? The same Jesus, is that right? Now, maybe tell her something else. Something that she wanted to know. Now, I can't unless you would show me. You know that's true, rusty stranger. I don't know what you're here for. God does. But if he will reveal to me what you're here for, what you want to know, something that you know that I don't know, that he'll reveal it, will you believe that he's risen from the dead and standing here now to meet that what you are asking for? Will the rest of the audience believe it with all their heart if he'll reveal it? This office settles if the Holy Spirit will do it. I just want you to believe, sister. Just kind of believe it. You're in his presence. That's not your brother making you feel like that, you know. It's him. I did. It's moving right down again across the woman. The lady has got some kind of a trouble, and it's in her neck. She's got trouble in her neck. She keeps rubbing her neck. Then she's got trouble in her back. And then it comes around under, she's got trouble in the liver. That is true. And you're having like headaches, real severe headaches. I see a crash or something. It's an automobile accident. You've had an automobile accident, and you've got a thick vertebrae in the back that's causing it. That's right. Amen. That's true. Raise your hand. Jesus is saying yesterday, today, and forever. Did you hear that, boy? That wasn't me. That wasn't me. That was him. You believing now? That turns all our life real around you, sister. I believe with all my heart you're healed. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, thy Son, while you said in your word, these signs shall follow them that believe, if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And Lord, standing here with your spirit, telling the very secrets of the heart, and things like you said and you did in your Bible, I'll lay my hands while this anointing is upon me, upon this woman, and may you hear whatever's wrong with her. I know not. Thou dost. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoicing now and be happy serving the Lord. Do you believe? Have faith in God. He's the same yesterday. Now, go before it gets too far on me. Look here at the perspiration, see? Just as weak as I can be. That's a vision. Daniel saw one vision with trouble in his head for many days. Have faith in God. Amen. How do you do, ladies? Is this the patient? We are strangers to each other, I suppose. We don't know each other. You believe? With all your heart? Only your faith in Jesus can help you, sister. reason I regard you as sister, because you are a believer. You're a Christian. If it wasn't, your spirit would be moving back, being dark around you, but it turns to light. You are a believer. Your spirit is welcomed by the Spirit that's anointing me. And you're suffering with a trouble in your heart. The heart trouble. That is true. And that's caused by a rheumatic fever. That's what they say. That's right. And it's still on you. But Jesus is here to take it away from you. Do you believe? Come here this moment. Oh God, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in heaven, your blood is laying there for an atonement to make an intercession for this woman's confession. Your spirit is here, moving. Now I rebuke this enemy that's taken the life of my sister. May it go away from her and she be made well. In Jesus Christ's name I ask it. Amen. The Lord bless you, my sister. Go happy, rejoicing. Believe on the Lord Jesus, everyone. And be healed. All the ends of the earth. Have faith in God. You believe out there in the audience? Just believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. We are strangers to each other, aren't we? I do not know you. But God does know you. Is that right? He knows you. I don't. But if God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you accept your healing as from the Lord Jesus after I preach the Bible to show what he did say he would do? And if he's here now, risen, standing here near you, and I'm just like this microphone, see? I know nothing of you. But the only way a voice can come through here has to be a voice back here to make it. And if I don't know you, there's got to be something behind here to make the knowledge of it. Is that right? Would you believe it comes from the Lord Jesus? You're trying to believe. You're nervous. I'm not reading your mind. No, no. You're just nervous and upset. Perhaps maybe if the Lord will help you. See, sister, it takes your solemnly, your faith in God. And you're trying to move in there, and doubt is moving in your way. That's right. That's right. You couldn't hide your life now if you had to. You're staying in his presence, not mine. Perhaps I tell you you're coughing a whole lot. Isn't that right? Because you got asthma. That is right. Is that right? I see you raising up in the pit, trying to cough like that, holding your throat, which is asthma. Exactly right. That's right. Raise your hand up. You're also real nervous, aren't you? Yes, sir. You're real nervous. You got a husband that needs healing too, haven't you? You got something wrong with his eyes. If that's right, raise up your hand. Your name is Miss Slater, isn't it? Now you believe me to be God's prophet? Yeah. I don't believe in you and you'll get well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may it come to heaven. Amen. Don't think things of that. Jesus said to Peter, thou art Peter, the son of Jonas. You're reverent. Don't think your thoughts come right here, remember. Remember the anointing of the Holy Spirit from the meeting. Have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe. Little lady sitting right there is bothered with a nervous trouble. Sitting there, second one, yes, weeping just a few moments ago. When I was talking to this woman and said nervous, a real strange feeling struck you, didn't it? If that's right, raise your hand. You've been suffering with nervousness. Satan telling you and everything, you're going to lose your mind and things. Isn't that right? That's right, wave your hand. You were healed right then. Your faith made you just have faith in God. Don't doubt. See, you don't need prayer cards. You need faith and believe what I challenge your faith in Jesus' name. Look this way and believe it. I told you the truth of God. Watch what happens. Is that the same Lord Jesus that the woman touched his garment? She never touched my garment, but she touched his garment. He knew what her faith did. One thing a demon screamed out. Have faith in God. Believe. All right, is this the man here? All right, come, sir. We are strangers to each other, I suppose, sir. God knows both of us. I don't know you, and perhaps you don't know me. Our first time meeting in life, is that correct, sir? If it is, would you just raise your hand so the audience would see? First time meeting in life. But God knows all about you. And He can tell me about you. I don't know. You know that to be true. If we're strangers then, and Jesus is risen from the dead, and what we preach as the gospel here, and believe it to be the truth, then by the Word of God tonight, and by every night, I can prove it by the Word that Jesus has risen from the dead. And He's alive tonight. He is not dead. He's a living. Now, if you stand there, I don't know, you never seen it, but He knows you, and you got some motive of coming here. I don't know what it is, you know, but He does. And if He will let me know what you're here for, then you'll accept it, what you believe that you'll get what you ask for. Will you already believe the same? Have faith. The man is suffering from a chest trouble. Trouble in his chest. That's right. And you're a preacher. You have gone to a church called Church of God, or something like that. And you're from a place called Indy Gold, or something like that. That's right. And your name is Reverend Huff, or something on that order. That's right. And you are here with a daughter, and a daughter struggling with a gland trouble. You believe He could be here? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I rebuke the enemy and have him. Amen. Amen. You believe with all your heart? You got trouble with your leg sitting right there, there. Leg trouble. Do you believe that Jesus healed you with that leg trouble? You do? You were praying, wasn't you? And your faith has touched the garment of Jesus Christ. You're a stranger to me. If thou canst believe with all your heart, it'll go from you. And by the way, this is leg trouble too, sitting right here. And a lady right on the end there, believing. You believe with all your heart, God will heal you with that leg trouble? If you believe with all your heart, you can have what you ask for. Do you do it, lady? But the elderly lady sitting there with a handkerchief in her hand, you believe that Jesus Christ makes you whole? God bless you, then you can have it. Have faith in God. Just believe. The reason I call that leg trouble, that's what trouble this woman right here is. Them devils are screaming one to another for help. This woman's bothered with leg trouble, foot trouble. That's right. Say, I see somebody standing by you. You're in a church. The man was just here. You're a member of his church. The man is on the platform. Is that right? Now go back rejoicing, being happy, praising God, and get well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May it be so. Have faith in God. Do you believe it? Believe that He can heal those eyes and make them well? That lady's trouble you've been suffering with so long and nervous. That's right, isn't it? How would I know except God would reveal it? Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bless this, my sister, for her healing. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my sister. Go believing now with all your heart and be well. Would you come, lady? Do you believe with all your heart? Just a moment. If God will reveal where your trouble is, you believe it? Then you're back. That's right, isn't that right? He makes you well now. Go on your road rejoicing. Your faith heals you, sister. Amen. God be with you and bless you. May His Spirit rest upon you mightily for His glory. How do you do, sister? Do you believe? There are many suffering with your troubles tonight, but Jesus can heal heart trouble as same as He can heal anything. Do you believe Him? Let me show you something. Everyone with heart trouble, has trouble in your heart, raise your hand. Just a minute out of here. Raise your hand. But yes, see? Your heart is taken down. You believe you're going to get well? You want me to lay hands on you. I'm not reading your mind, but that's what you're praying. Is you going to lay hands on me? Ain't that right? If it is, raise your hand. Come here. Heavenly Father, the woman's faith and her contact is this. Then in Jesus Christ's name, I rebuke this devil. May it leave her in Jesus' name. Amen. Go rejoicing now, believing with all your heart. Have faith. Believe. This woman on the platform, you have a lot of sufferers out there too. Look here just a moment. Look out to the audience. Every one of you out there suffering with nervous trouble, raise up your hand. See? That's what your trouble is. Do you believe Jesus will make you well? Do you believe the same thing? Almighty God, I bless this woman in the name of Jesus Christ. May she be made well. To the glory of God. Amen. God bless you, lady. Go believing now with all your heart and be made well. All right, have faith and believe with all your heart. Bring your next patient. You believe Jesus healed you? I see in the midair, standing right this way, is someone praying. It's for a little boy. It's sitting right down in here. It's got a rupture. Sitting right down in this way, a little boy with a rupture. Raise up your hand, the person that's got it. It's a little boy, little bitty fellow. He looks around about 3 or 4 years old, somewhere right in here. He's got brown hair, a little kind of short, tough hair. I see it in the vision right in here. A little mother with glasses on holding the baby. Somewhere in this audience in here, a mother holding a little baby with a rupture. She's praying for it. Would you raise your hand, mother, everywhere you're at? There she is. Here she's sitting right here. The baby has a rupture. Lay your hands upon the baby just a minute. Jesus has heard your prayer. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that devil that's done this harm to this baby. Thou spirit of the devil, leave the child and may he be healed for the glory of God. Amen. Have faith in God. You believe you were healed standing right there then when we're praying? Go rejoice again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And be made well for God's glory. Come, believing with all your heart. God can heal everything. Do you believe that? Cancer is nothing in the presence of God. God can make all things well. You believe that, don't you? You believe he can heal you right now? Make you are a believer, sister, a real believer. People have made that remark to you before, and he's able and can do it. I'm getting real weak now. Lots of healing is taking place. I know that to be the truth. Things are taking place out in the audience right now. Do you believe? He knows every one of you. He's ready to heal every person here right now, solemnly, if you will believe it. Will you believe it? Will you obey me as his prophet? Will you do it? Believe it? He's here, not me, but him. Put your hands over on one another just for a minute. Lay your hands over on each other. Our Heavenly Father, I come humbly to thee. Oh, eternal and blessed Redeemer, the devil has been exposed tonight. Jesus has proved that he lives. He's risen from the dead. He's here. People are suffering, and they're in need. Oh, blessed Jesus of Nazareth, I come to help these people through thy word, preaching of thy word. Now, Satan, you can't hold these people any longer. They believe. Jesus is here proving that he raised from the dead, and their faith that they had in him has been confirmed tonight. We are believers. Jesus, our Lord, is here with us, raised from the dead. And I rebuke thee, Satan. In Jesus Christ's name, come out of every person in here that they might be made whole.